This weekend, a Stop Asian Hate vigil was held in Bentonville to coincide with a National Day of Action and Healing. The event was held on Friday to coincide with March 26, 1790, when the Naturalization Act was signed into law, prohibiting non-white people from becoming citizens of the United States. The national call to action came in response to the mass shootings in Georgia on March 16th and the wave of assaults against Asian Americans across the country during the last year of the COVID-19 pandemic after the virus was first identified in China. But the local vigil took on a new meaning after a former Bentonville fire captain was accused of assaulting an Asian man in Hot Springs. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek attended the event, and she has this report.
Hee Yoon Jung Grant was a single mother who would sometimes sleep at the spa because she worked so hard that she thought it would be easier for her to just stay there.
Monica Kumar reads the names of the eight people who were killed earlier this month when a man went on a shooting rampage at three spas in Atlanta, Georgia.
Sao Ji Tan was a business owner and beloved mother who worked 12 hours a day to provide for her family.
Six of the victims were women of Asian descent, stirring outrage and fear in Asian American communities across the country.
Elena Ashley Yawn was 33. She had been married less than a year. She left behind a 13-year-old son and a 9-month-old daughter.
The vigil is held on the green outside the Momentary. And the neon sign outside the arts venue that reads, "You belong here," is not lit up that evening.
The truth is that right now many people in America and in Northwest Arkansas are questioning if they belong here and if they're safe. And this really breaks my heart. And I know because you're here, it breaks yours too.
Kumar organized the event with Gayatri Agnew, who says she is first and foremost a citizen of Bentonville, but she's also a member of the Bentonville City Council after winning the race for Ward 1 last year.
I've had a really rough week, I guess, week plus, since the incident in Atlanta. I'm Asian American, and I've just been deeply impacted and really emotional about what I've been seeing, what I've been hearing, what's been in the press, you know, stories that make you realize that could have been my grandmother, that could have been my father, that could have been my sister. And I just needed to do something.
Then, just a couple of days before the vigil, Agnew says the incidents of hate crimes against Asian Americans hit much closer to home.
When we heard about the incident that occurred in Hot Springs related to a public employee in Bentonville, we absolutely had to do something. And so I think that prompted the organizing of this evening's vigil. And it's really important to recognize this is not a rally. This is not a protest. This is a space to honor the pain and the reality of how racism shows up in everyday life in America, and to make space for that.
Hours before the vigil, former fire captain Benjamin Snodgrass resigned from the Bentonville Fire Department. Snodgrass was charged with misdemeanor battery and public intoxication following a March 13th incident outside the Oaklawn Casino in Hot Springs. According to a report from Hot Springs Police, officers were called to the scene by Liam Nguyen, who had a red mark below one of his eyes, a torn shirt, and a scratch on his knee when they arrived. Nguyen says Snodgrass approached him as he was walking outside the casino. Snodgrass asked Nguyen if he knew he was in America and started to push him. The two fell to the ground, and Nguyen hit Snodgrass in self-defense as the former fire captain punched him in the face. When police spoke with Snodgrass outside the casino, he told them he was drunk and admitted to confronting Nguyen about not being American, but insisted nothing had happened. Officers noted Snodgrass had blood on his left ear and lips and redness on both his knuckles. Nguyen, who is Vietnamese, told KATV reporter Maureen Glisovic this when she interviewed him last week as the details of the incident made headlines across the state.
Let me mind my own business. I don't want no trouble. And then he got up, walking towards me and say, "Your kind of people is not supposed to be here. I'm going to kill you and kill your kind of people."
Snodgrass has since pleaded not guilty to the charges, and his trial is set for May 6th in Garland County District Court. According to the city of Bentonville, Snodgrass had been employed by the fire department since 2007. A statement released by Debbie Griffin, a spokeswoman for the city, says he, quote, expressed regret and an apology for any embarrassment to his family, fellow firefighters, friends, and the city of Bentonville. Gayatri Agnew says Snodgrass's resignation is an important first step.
For me, when I learned of the incident, I was shocked. I was saddened. But mostly I was curious to understand how we might, as a community, as a city, recognize in that incident an opportunity to reiterate our commitment to having no tolerance for hate and violence.
Agnew says she also wants everyone in Bentonville's Asian American community to not be afraid to call the city's fire and police departments.
I want you to know and to trust your city and your community. And I think that's, we cannot say that enough, because public service at the end of the day is about that trust. And we as a city leadership community need to communicate to all residents and all citizens in Bentonville that you can have confidence in your city's leadership.
Following news of the arrest, Mayor Stephanie Orman released a statement saying, quote, "The city of Bentonville does not condone or tolerate any form of discrimination or violence. In fact, we have worked hard with the formation of a diversity, equity, and inclusion task force, both in the community and internally as a staff, to make sure that everyone has a voice, they are heard, and feel welcome and protected in our community. We will continue our work to make Bentonville an inclusive, safe, and welcoming environment for all." Agnew says the city's public servants should be held to a higher standard, which is why Snodgrass being off duty when the incident in Hot Springs took place is irrelevant.
I think a racially motivated violent incident is a racially motivated violent incident. And I would actually argue it doesn't even matter that he worked for the city or not, right? To have that incident take place in our state, in our community, needs to be a wake-up call to everybody that violence and racism shows up everywhere in America today. There is not a community that does not struggle with and experience these issues. And when we pretend that it doesn't, then we are helpless to do anything about it. When we acknowledge that it does and we build allies amongst leaders, amongst citizens, private and public leaders, then we can do something about it.
Although Agnew and many others have referred to the attack on Liam Nguyen as a hate crime, the state's criminal justice system has not, because Arkansas is one of three states without any hate crime laws, which enhance penalties for crimes that target people because of their race, color, religion, ethnicity, age, gender, disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity. And while Governor Asa Hutchinson and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge have both endorsed passing a hate crimes bill during this year's legislative session, bills that were filed before the session began remain stalled. Agnew had this message for lawmakers who have about a month left in the session.
Pass a hate crimes law. I mean, this man could have been my brother. This man could have been my father, for any of us, right? And he was attacked not because of what he did, but because of who he is. And when we stand for and allow for and tolerate who we are to be a motivator or an incentive for violence, we are not living into a beloved community, and we are not living into the society we can be. I think it's a national embarrassment that Arkansas doesn't have a hate crimes law.
And while she takes issue with state lawmakers, Agnew says Bentonville Mayor Stephanie Orman deserves credit for the work she's been doing to live up to the city's diversity, equity, and inclusion goals.
We have a citizen group in place. We need to leverage that citizen group to provide the city with advice and guidance about what next steps ought to be. I think training could be an avenue that we pursue. I will actually give our law enforcement officials in Bentonville a lot of credit. I think they acted swiftly in this incident. They took it very seriously. I have the utmost confidence in our fire chief and in city leadership, but I do think this incident calls on us to say, what else can we do? What else should we do? But I don't think training's enough, frankly, right? You do one training and you kind of wash your hands of it and move on to the next thing. I think this is more systemic than that, and we need to ask how we can manage that systemic change over the long run. But we need to do something.
One of those somethings is the vigil on the momentary green. Agnew sees it as a way of letting everyone in the Bentonville community know that they are not alone.
And no one in this community should fear who they are and showing up in this community as who they are. And that applies to race and everything else. So I think the most important thing is I don't want anyone in Bentonville or anywhere to feel a sense of fear about who they are and showing up that way. But the other thing is I want folks to have a sense of hope. And I want folks to see the allyship that exists here in our community. I think it can feel a little bit invisible, but I know it's present. I know it's present in our city leadership. I know that nobody wants racism, violence, and hate to have a place in our community. And the only way to make sure that it doesn't is to call it out and make sure we don't tolerate it.
And Agnew had this advice for those who are wondering what they can do to further that goal.
I think the best thing anyone can do is to proactively seek to have an experience with someone who is different than them. I know in COVID that can be hard. It can be as simple as attending an event or a festival to the extent that that's appropriate, seeking to understand. And that process of seeking to understanding, that's where we actually break down barriers. And that's where we actually begin to understand that despite the differences we all have, there's a shared humanity that is really important to allow to come through.
The vigil included a performance of This Land Is Your Land and a group recitation of the poem I Too by Langston Hughes. For Ozarks at Large,
I Too Sing America.
I'm Zuzana Sitek.
I am the darker brother they send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen. Then besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America.